Jerry Bader Show, 1022. I want to be clear on what I'm criticizing here. It's a story that these cold water challenges, it started last month, a fundraiser for a six-month-old cancer patient, and then it spread. What happens is you are nominated or challenged by a friend to jump into cold water. If you don't, you have to give $100 to charity. Some people do the jump and still give the $100 to charity. There has been a death, and others have been seriously injured. It took off. The trend took off after the family of Landon Shaw, an infant from Missouri who has a rare form of cancer, created the Plunge for Landon Challenge, which raised more than $250,000. There was at least one severe injury. I thought I read somewhere there was a death. An Iowa man broke two vertebrae when he dove into the water that was shallower than he realized. Officials in Wisconsin and Minnesota, where there have been injuries, urge those who take a plunge never to go alone, wear a life jacket, and dry off quickly. Someone called and said, how is this different from the polar plunge? The polar plunge is supervised, and there are people standing by. What I'm criticizing here are people who are just going out with a friend with a cell phone recorder to chronicle that you did this with no other safeguards. I think that's nuts. And just jumping into water without making sure what's under there. I think people are being unthinkably reckless with the real goal, self-aggrandizement on the web, and the secondary goal, charity. That's my problem with this. At its base, I don't have a problem with the effort. But I think for a lot of people, it's just to get, look what I did. My daughter doesn't swim very well. She hates the water. And I would have liked to have known she was doing it. It's her decision. But I don't think it was one of her better ones. Paul on the road. Paul, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. My 11-year-old asked me if my sister had got her pool filled yet because she, wanted to do it or take some friends to it. To me, it seems like it's become a peer pressure, sad thing now more than it's necessarily about the charity anymore. And the one thing I don't understand is all these people getting hurt, where the heck are they going to do this? Why aren't you just going down to a local beach or someplace where you can go up to your knees and do the nasty plunge into the cold water? Or, you know, there goes my age, but it shows you my age. But you know what I mean? It just, no common sense.
You touched on two points that I think are spot on. The first, Paul, is, yeah, this seems to have evolved to be less about the charity. And two, to your point, I get the sense people are being intentionally risky about it.
Yeah, it makes, I mean, it'd be like going up the Twin Bridge and jumping off the rocks right now this time of year by yourself to do it. What's the point? If you want to do it, here, go to a beach and dive in.
Okay, but Paul, what kind of Facebook video does that make?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like you said, I guess I would agree with the fact that, you know, you're trying to highlight yourself and get notoriety for it.
That's what I think it is. Thanks for the call. I think it's become about the reckless behavior looking cool on Facebook. Jane in Green Bay. Jane, go ahead.
Hi. My daughter did it. She did it in a place she knew, and she did have all kinds of people with her.
Fine.
So
yeah.
She knew. Okay. But then her friends got nominated. She says, where can we go in Green Bay? How about the quarry? The quarry by Valp Avenue? I said, absolutely not. You know how deep that is? You know how cold that water's going to be? I said, you know your heart can stop. She says, that's what I told my friends. And so they ended up not doing it. It was all about just getting on Facebook. It was nothing to do with charity.
Because, look, the ones, the riskier they are, the more they're going to be shared. And you know that. And I think, something that started out well-intentioned has become a situation where it's for thrills, and I think it's reckless. Rod in Tomahawk. Rod, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I had a daughter do the polar plunge 2 years ago, and a stepson do this cold water challenge this year. And yeah, you're right. The polar plunge is highly supervised. There's a dive team member in the water,
yep,
and an ambulance on scene, and people helping the, you know, whoever participated out of the water. And my worry is, okay, jumping in cold water is the biggest challenge now. What's down the road when this gets boring?
Well, see, that's another great point, Rod. Thanks for the call. When this gets boring, someone asks why they're using these dangerous venues. Because if you want to get the likes and you want to get the shares and everything else, you're not going to just jump off a pier. That might have been cool. Oh, the death was in Minneapolis last week. Yeah, I was sure there was a death. It's just the story that I have in front of me. I didn't see it. You're not going to get the buzz with a relatively safe dive. It just doesn't. It may be linked to a teen's death. 16-year-old Davis Colley pulled from Minnesota's Eagle Lake. Cold water challenge claims a life in Minnesota. I knew there was one somewhere. Hypothermia, dangers under the water that you don't know about. I believe that this has become more for thrill seekers than for charity. And again, it is this obsession with being recognized online that is making this a danger for people. I admit it started out completely well-intentioned. Yeah, apparently it was a big story over there. I think this is reckless. And I think just going out and doing it unsupervised is just, people are doing it now for the wrong reason. Mike and Menasha. Mike, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I was in Menasha, about 2 blocks from the park, when that girl jumped in the river this last weekend for the cold water challenge.
And?
They had to call the fire department because she couldn't get out.
Okay.
She was almost too tall.
See, what was that last part?
The seawall was too tall. She couldn't get out, and her friends couldn't get it out. It's like a 4.5-foot tall seawall. They had to call the Menasha Fire Department to get her out.
Well, and that's what's amazing to me, Mike, is that people are, thanks for the call, people are engaging in this reckless behavior and just not seemingly understanding how dangerous it is. And I think it's more for the thrill than for charity now. It's 10:29. By the way, if we have good calls on that, we can maybe take a few more after the news, but I need to get on to other things. It's 10:29, and I've been telling you for months about Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, and now I've lost about, depending which scale I stand on these days, 55 pounds. My wife started a couple of weeks ago, has lost about 10 pounds, and I continue to lose weight because, well, my wife is now on the program, and I'm pretty much eating the same thing, but I do it in a healthy fashion because those are the things Dr. Lipman taught me. And now she, however, is on the full program. It's more than just a diet. It's supplements, and he's always there for you. And she's having a lot of success. I continue to have success. I have now integrated exercise into my lifestyle, and this time I know I'm really going to keep the weight off because Dr. Lipman is there. There's a lot to the program, as I've told you for months. I can't tell you all about it on the air. Dr. Litwin can. And he's there for my wife. He even continues to be there for me. And he'll be there for you. And it doesn't matter where is for you. Don't worry about that. Wherever you're listening, you can call Dr. Litwin at 920-268-1386. Call Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.